Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. About 8 hours and 15 minutes away from kickoff, Ben Standing joins us from Kansas City, where he will be attending tonight's game, working at tonight's game. You can read his Substack column after the game. You can read his preview before the game by going to his X account, at Ben Standing. Also has a podcast called Last Man Standing. So I'll ask you the question that I ask callers for the first hour of the show. Is tonight doable, and if so, how?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly they've got, you know, they're one of two teams that can come away with a win. So, you know, from that perspective, it's doable. You know, obviously weird things happen in the NFL. You know, yesterday was a good example of that with some of the results. But, you know, obviously the odds are really against them. I think ultimately it is, you know, the pretty basic stuff. You cannot, you know, the last 2 weeks they've been -5 in the turnover battle, haven't created one. That, you know, that obviously cannot work in most games, let alone against a team like Kansas City with the firepower they have offensively. And, you know, just in general, I think, you know, the offense with Mariota in there, we know that, you know, the ceiling is not the same as Jaden Daniels, but they can still be effective when it comes to, you know, controlling the clock, moving the chains, getting the running game going again, you know, keep the Chiefs off the field, help their keep their defense off the field. If they can do these things, then that, you know, that shrinks the you know, the Chiefs' advantages and gives them a better opportunity. But there's basically no margin of error when you you don't have Daniels. You know, your defensive line, you really are thin, incredibly thin at defensive end. Well, at the moment, we don't even know if Deron Payne's going to play, but put that aside for now. You know, those are the basic things. I mean, you know, they can't have the missed tackles, all the fundamental stuff. You know, beyond that, you know, we can get into what it looks like with Terry McLaurin being out there, or how do they cover, you know, Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. But really, it's the fundamental stuff. If they don't do that, I don't think they're going to have much of a chance.
What's the turnover margin for them to win tonight? Plus what?
I mean, you know, plus anything would be good. But, you know, plus two feels like, you know, at least you're, you know, a couple opportunities there. You know, obviously there's a combination of, if you get the turnover, that means you're taking Mahomes off the field, which is great. But then what do you do with that? If you're just punting it back, it's not nothing, but it's not everything either. So they got to, you know, hopefully can take advantage of whatever mistakes they get. I mean, Mahomes, you know, when you have a guy, look, obviously he's, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks, and, you know, the guy's been defining the last, you know, several years of the NFL. But, you know, he's also willing to make aggressive throws that can lead to turnovers and can make some mistakes. So, you know, right. Again, it's not like you can't bank on that, but at least there should be opportunities there. And then the question is this team that's been, you know, really, really poor at creating turnovers can actually get some?
You know, in your Substack column, you referenced something that I actually saw and I haven't mentioned, but I want you to mention it. I reference the DVOA metric, the Aaron Schatz DVOA metric, defense adjusted value over average. It's much more of a comprehensive, you know, view of a team and of a team's three units, offense, defense, special teams, and a lot of the traditional numbers. And he wrote something recently about Washington, who currently, at least going into this last weekend of football, was the number seven ranked team in the NFL per his DVOA ranking. What did he say?
Basically, he said that Washington was the most confounding team to him in his numbers, which, as you said, it's the DVOA is, and take all the data and sort of simplify it to give you a sense of where teams are at. I don't think anybody would think that Washington is the seventh best team in the league, or even, kind of in that neighborhood. But, that's the thing, and we've talked about this all year, the game against the Giants, the game against the Raiders, and, to some degree, the game against the Chargers, the wins, they were it was pretty lopsided affairs, and that, without, the metrics aren't aware of necessarily certain aspects of these games that you and I are more, aware of, i.e. like the Raiders and Giants had, four or injured offensive lines, same with the Chargers, or maybe the data's in there somewhere, but you know what I mean? Like, that's like, those things are obvious to us watching it. I just think he's just confused by what that number show. And again, it is confusing. And if you're on the outside, you might be like, maybe Washington is getting some bad luck. Okay. Maybe there's some of that, but we've seen the other games, and the other games have been pretty lopsided against them. The final scores haven't always been an indication of that, right? They lost to Green Bay by 9. It certainly felt way worse than that, as an example. So, he just said the numbers in this case probably don't tell the full story.
Yeah, they did drop after yesterday's game to 11th now in the NFL and overall DVOA. Terry and Debo are back, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like that way from the beginning, and they've made it through, though, without any issue. Dan Quinn said on Saturday that they will be out there. Obviously, just even having Debo back would be huge based on what we have saw with him, but just to get them both back, whatever rust Terry may or may not have, at a minimum, the defenses have to respect his presence, which means, fewer jammed boxes for the quarterback in the run game. So all in all, his presence alone makes a big difference, let alone if he's actually going to be, the productive guy we've seen over the years.
And Daron Payne is in jeopardy of not playing?
That's what I was told the other day. I mean, in jeopardy versus questionable may sound different in tone, so they've officially listed him as questionable. But, the toe issue is enough of whatever's going on there is enough of a concern that at least it is somewhat in jeopardy about not playing. But, it's been a couple days. He's had some time to rest, get more treatment, so on and so on. So we'll see if, where we're at. I've not heard anything since I've been in Kansas City on this. We'll see. They've got obviously time today to do anything. They're going to elevate Sheldon Day off of the practice squad regardless, because they did last week, and they're just short on bodies. The only other defensive lineman that they have, sort of for real, is Ricky Barber, a UDFA. He's another defensive tackle. He comes up, then I think we know something's up with Payne, but we may find out in advance of that.
So when Quinn said the other day, and we are joined, of course, by our Commanders insider, Ben Standing, live from Kansas City. When Quinn said the other day, when John asked him about, okay, it's Thursday now, and you've had several days to kind of dig into what you said you were going to dig into, which is everything's on the table. We're going to look at everything as it relates to the defense. And the first thing he said was, I think what you'll see is improved play. Go ahead and describe what you think he believes is going to happen for us to see improved play.
Well, I mean, I think the conclusion that they've come with is that some guys may be overthinking to whatever is being presented to them, the play call, the adjustments that needed to be made on any given play. And that's causing them to react, which is causing them to move slower and leading to some of the problems. For my perspective, and I think he would never say this, of course, but I imagine on some level that he would feel the same, and that is the odds of them winning tonight are pretty thin. We get that, but pretty small. But they can look better. Like, you know, if Kansas City does what Kansas City does, you know, hey, okay, it is what it is. They just can't make it easier. They can't miss so many tackles. They need to be fundamentally sound in their responsibilities. You know, if they can do those things, even if, you know, Mahomes and Kelce and Rice and Worthy and Pacheco and, you know, whatever else they have going on, you know, it's too much to handle, so be it. But they have to show improvement. Like, that's the thing, like, in their losses this year, it just hasn't felt like they've been particularly close most of the time. You know, it's not everybody can win, you know. I mean, the two best teams in the league, whoever you deem them to be, play head-to-head, and the game doesn't end in a tie, then one of them lost. But that's not what we're looking at here. So I think from his perspective, he's just believing that they're going to just be fundamentally better. What that at wins loss, we'll see. But if they're not fundamentally better, then it's really going to be hard to have too much optimism in these next two games against Seattle and Detroit. And, you know, from my perspective, these four games, KC, then the two home games, and then Madrid, they got to go at least 2-2 to keep just stay alive. If they don't, then, you know, we can start probably talking about 2026. So, to me, again, result aside, they just have to look better. Let Kansas City beat them, not give them all the kinds of help that we've seen over the last few weeks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I kind of view it as they really have to be kind of 6-6 heading into December. 5-7 would be difficult because I think they'd have to run the table to have any chance. But if they can get to 6-6 heading into December, which means winning 3 of the next 5, right? Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, Dolphins, Broncos, with basically every single one of those games at home with the exception of the Madrid game. Then you go into December 6-6 and you have a season that you're playing for. 5-7 in this NFC, and by the way, where the division might be at that point may be too much to ask. You wrote in your Substack column just about the trade deadline conundrum for Washington. The trade deadline, for those of you who don't know, is a week from tomorrow. So Washington will have two games in the books tonight and then Sunday night against Seattle. Seattle coming off a bye week heading into that game. And if you're wondering, I did see an early line. Last week, I guessed, you know, it could potentially be like in the pick'em area. Seattle's an early, looking ahead to Sunday night, not knowing anything about what happens tonight, they are an early 2.5-point favorite. Washington, a home dog against Seattle. But anyway, back to the trade deadline, which would then come 2 days later. What's the conundrum?
Well, I mean, I think the conundrum is like, where is this team? You know, are they the team that, by some numbers like DVOA, suggests they're better than the eye test maybe? Or do you look at it as, boy, they're already, you know, where their record is, and they've got 3-4, and the three games coming up are really daunting. If they lose these games, then maybe it's more realistic to think, hey, we need to start building for the future to an extent, because the whole goal of this is not just any individual season, it's to have a sustained success. And as we've discussed, this is a team that, you know, the regime inherited a lousy roster. They've made some changes, of course, over the last 2 years, but there's still a long way to go. They've got the oldest roster in the league, so maybe it makes sense. And they only have 6 draft picks next year. Only 2 of those 6 are in the top in the first 4 rounds. So how do you improve going forward when you have limited options? And, you know, they have the third fewest players under contract for next year, according to Over the Cap. So they're going to have a lot of holes to fill. Yeah. One way to start addressing that is to acquire more picks. But how do you do that and sort of maintain, you know, you're trying to contend simultaneously? You know, if you think, hey, what's this year's version of the Marshawn Lattimore trade, you know, hopefully a better result, but, you know, something that they could do to improve defensive end, well, what are you trading to get that? You don't, like I just said, they don't have the picks, the assets to really do that, and why would you maybe burn some of those assets for a team that you're kind of not sure is really going to be able to contend no matter what you do? So that's why they're in this sort of weird spot, and, you know, the worst thing to be in sports is always being somewhere stuck in the middle. I'm not necessarily saying that, but That's kind of like, at least for the moment, it kind of feels like where they are.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you, by the way, but give me some of the names that could bring back something that would make sense.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, we've talked about Brandon Coleman. I don't have any real sense that they are looking to move him, but, like, if the, you know, a guy who was a third-round pick a year ago who we've seen can play in this league is now not only benched but inactive, and you're bringing back next year basically 4 or 5 starters, and Chris Paul, I would imagine, is easily re-signed if they want. So it's not even like they desperately need him. So if they think they could get something for him, you know, I think that's a guy to keep an eye on. If this thing, if they were to lose these next 2 games, I mean, you'd have to wonder about Deebo Samuel. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's obviously been very productive to this point. You would think that you know, some team out there might look at him as a guy that could give you some, you know, real instant offense to your attack. But again, you know, what does that do? What would that do for Washington? I think on some level, even if they were to say, fine, we're going to go into sell mode, you also don't want to strip it down on offense so much that you're hurting the quarterback, because, you know, his development is the most important thing. As much as we all act like, to some degree, like he's already, you know, a fully formed quarterback, there's still, you know, progress. There's still development that needs to occur. So you don't want to take away all of his pieces. But, you know, Deron Payne's contract is such that and I'm not smart enough of a cap to fully grasp everything, but, like, his cap number basically for this year is such that it would, like, really hamper them for this year. And, I don't know that the other team is going to, you know, the other team would have to deal with the fact he's under contract for next year. If you're making a trade for him, are they going to give him an extension, et cetera? So I don't think they have too much to move. Maybe some guys on the, you know, they have a lot of 1-year deals, but I don't know if there's anybody other than maybe, like I said, Deebo, where you're like, wow, that guy could maybe get you a lot. But, you know, you never know until you're, you know, checking around the league.
Look, for those of you who don't know, Washington right now, according to Spotrac. Is that how we pronounce it now? Right? Spotrac or Spotrac?
I think he told me Spotrac. It out. Yeah.
Spotrac is how you pronounce it. I mean, I've been using it for years, just didn't know how to pronounce it until I had that guy, Michael Jannetty, on the show starting last year. He's great. But Washington has the 5th most cap space in 2026 and really the least amount of dead cap money. And the reason for that is all of these short-term deals. They've had so many of these short-term deals, it's given them the flexibility that they want to have as they are still, you know, trying to figure things out. Although I think they've got a lot more figured out now than they did a year ago. All right, your prediction.
Well, when you just said that,
that was, I mean, you do delay every once in a while before you answer, but that may have been your longest delay. So go ahead.
I mean, the Mr. T.
Got to get to it on radio.
the Mr. T line of, just when, what you're predicting, you're just saying pain. I mean, that's what kind of comes to mind. I think for Washington right now, the other team needs to help Washington a lot. Kansas City looks like they've been on a roll lately, with Mahomes getting, his receivers back. The defense is a top five ranked defense. This is the definition of a hard matchup, but they're going to need Kansas City to do what NFL teams do and stub their toe sometimes. I mean, the Chiefs lost to the Jaguars a couple of weeks ago, so it's not like it's, crazy that something could happen, but it doesn't feel like it. They're 4-1 in the last five. Washington is, 1-3 in their last four. As we discussed before, from the Commanders' perspective, they just cannot make mistakes. Easier said than done, I get it, but you can't lose the turnover battle. You can't give up chunk plays because of missed tackles, et cetera, et cetera. So, I do think that having McLaurin and Samuel back is going to open up things for the run game. And we know Mariota can use his legs as well, but enough to keep the Chiefs, to stay with the Chiefs, I don't think so. I don't know if this game is in your smell test. I didn't notice, but
it is
12
not.
And a half, okay. 12 and a half feels like a lot, but at the same time.
Down to 11 in most places, even some 10 and a halves out there.
Okay. Well, either way, if you tell me it's 34-21 Washington or Kansas City wins, that's not going to surprise me.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yeah, man. See ya.
Ben Standing, everybody. When we come back, you'll hear Jay Gruden talk about the state of our team and kind of give you an idea of how they would pull it off tonight. That's next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.